Hello and welcome to Rise Above 2K. I'm Gax, as always with the talent, Unicorn Big. How are you doing today, my man?
Good, man. Thanksgiving break, so traveling a little bit and, ready to get to it.
Yeah, we're going to get into some of the Thanksgiving and travel stuff because it is a different pod for us. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter one with all the craziness going on. But first, I'm going to give a shout out to Shoddy's, as always. You can find their information in the description below. They are some of the best jerseys you can get and what good deals. For those of you who watch our YouTube component, Unicorn Big is always rocking something from Shoddy's, which is awesome. So please support them because they support us. Getting back into the Thanksgiving thing, this is interesting because normally I record here in Southwest Michigan, you record down in Texas. We happen to be, what, maybe 10 miles apart at this point?
Yeah, less than, probably.
So a little bit of a different scenario for us. And when we're done with this pod, maybe even before I edit it, we're going to go for the first ever Rise Above 2K holiday party. So that's really exciting. Have a couple of names at a local place. But it is a weird week. Obviously, there's a lot of family obligations. You had to travel halfway across the country. As a 2K player, like, how does that meld into your plans and your growth?
So first, I think San Antonio to Detroit is all the way across the country, really.
Yeah, from a north to south perspective, sure, yeah.
So really, this week is about maintenance. I mean, can I squeeze in some time? You know, I've noticed that this was the first day I've played in 3 days, so I've noticed that switching to a different TV, low quality, because, you know, old people don't understand why it's important to upgrade.
Do you have the red, white, and yellow plugs to,
it's better RCA than, your it's TV? It's better than that, but I found myself today going from about a 65% three-point shooter to about a 25% three-point shooter.
Okay.
So the new TV is just, because I have a really quick jump shot, the new TV is just throwing it off. But really, you know, that's whatever. It's just about maintenance. I want to not get worse, during this week. I think I should have some more time this weekend. But yeah, I mean, my schedule's pretty maxed. I'm already seeing a bunch of family. We've got dinner plans every night and, I could be spending all of Thanksgiving at home in San Antonio, grinding my ass off. But you know, you've got to choose to have some life balance. I'm sure cash out and some other maybe drug-induced or some drug-induced 2K players.
Allegedly.
But yeah, you know, you got to find time to do things like see your family, have dinner, take showers, you know, everything all that those, balances life.
All those things. So one more technical NBA 2 question, because there are two schools of thought here that walking away from the game for a couple of days or even a week, it can really sharpen your game because you get out of some of the ruts that you're in. You kind of approach it with a fresh face. I like the way that you're doing it. If I'm just going to get in a couple reps here and there, some practice, some shots, whatever, just so I'm not completely rusty. But for those who do have to travel for the holidays, especially upcoming in Christmas, how did you handle traveling with your rig? Was this just to wrap it up in a hooded sweatshirt and hope it survives in the check-in bag?
Backpack and go. I've got my lovely North Face backpack, which is not a sponsor of Rise Above 2K.
Not yet. I use it too.
Not yet. They've been banging our door down, but we haven't really reached a settlement price yet.
We're dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Yes. So I've got a big backpack and I shoved that thing in there, put my laptop in there, and I even brought my camera. So I will be doing some streaming this weekend.
Love that.
And So whatever I can do to keep on the sticks as much as I can while I'm on break.
So Rise Above 2K players everywhere, if you are trying to travel, throw that shit in your backpack, take it with you, leave the carry-on to your lady, let her fill it up with whatever she needs, but don't go without your console. Don't leave the sticks behind. Speaking of a busy schedule, I know you're going to be headed to the east side of the state for some family stuff, but also there's a game this Friday in the NBA Cup, and I think you're going to be there.
Yes, we have a very busy weekend ahead, but my wife's parents, who are very excited about Rise Above 2K, they're some of our biggest backers, and I think two of the other people that own hats besides us, we have a surprise game or a surprise for them. We said we're going to do something that's very much in the RA2K, culture. And so we're going to sit 11 rows up. They're mm-hmm. playing the Orlando Magic, who they bombed a few weeks ago, and hopefully they can do it again. Look, the Pistons, they won 13 straight, which ties their franchise record. Other two seasons they've done it. They've won the NBA championship. Yep. So let's see if we can get past Boston tomorrow, and then maybe we're going for 15 straight, knock on wood, and against Orlando. And if not, like I said, 11 rows up. I got a great deal on it. It'll be my second Pistons game this year. The wife's and I's sixth NBA game this year. So a little below where I'd like to be. But
yeah. So and also will be the what we would call the the third annual RA2K meetup at Little Caesars Arena. Just meet us behind Section 104. We'll be there the whole time. So
yeah,
just hang
right
out
behind the hot dog stand.
Just wave and we'll come sign your hat.
I will be actually hanging out with Gregory Kelser. So if you see that big RA2K desk, you should see Greg Kelser and maybe George Blaha coming in for a special guest appearance.
Yeah, I can't wait to interview him. The Hall of Famer, actually. Okay, so you mentioned the wins for this for the Pistons. I wanted to just mention there's been a lot of talk in the NBA this week about the pace of play and soft tissue injuries and how all of that is really affecting who's going to survive out the length of the season and the grind of the playoffs, because we're used to seeing injuries everywhere, but just the pace of play has been so demanding on the players. And something that I've noticed with the Heat, and actually I noticed last night with the Pistons, that kind of set them apart a little bit, is they're running really deep into their bench, even when they don't have a full squad. So like last night, for instance, with the Pistons, I think you had 7 players over 20 minutes and 9 players over 10 minutes or 10 players over 10 minutes. That spread out is really, really interesting to me. And the Heat do it too. I mean, they had, I think, 10 players in double digits as well the other night. It's making those value positions way bigger and allowing people who normally would ride pine the entire season be counted on for some serious minutes and have a chance to shine. Is that what you're seeing over with the Spurs as well?
Absolutely. I mean, David Jones Garcia is getting some serious minutes. And I mean, they're kind of forced to with a couple injuries they have, but I've definitely seen it on the Spurs. But flipping to Detroit, I mean, here's a team, because I just can't stop talking about the Pistons. Here's a team Amazing. That's shown that their third team, their G League call-ups, all of them, they can ball. And mm-hmm. I think really the stretch from now into, you know, the last few weeks of the season is going to be who has a better bench.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's showing.
Yeah, it's showing. I mean, Paul Reed, the third center on the Pistons, who, when the Pistons had a rash of injuries, was scoring over 20 points a game and playing 30 minutes. Now he's only getting, 5 minutes a game. But you know, when you put him in, you're getting solid third center minutes. So, and he can also go in as your second if Isaiah Stewart's playing power forward with Durin. So I think you're totally right. I think as these injuries happen, you're going to continue to see coaches rely more on their bench to avoid injury, because, you know, what's happened to Wimby, what's happened to Giannis, like, I mean, I think the Spurs might survive it, but the Bucks, they're not surviving too well right now.
Not all Antetokounmpos produce at the same level is the problem.
No.
I think that's what they're learning. But yeah, and it's really like, with these teams that are going 110, 120 possessions per game, it's impossible to expect someone to run 40 minutes of that. The pace is insanity. And I'll go back to the Heat last night when they played against the Mavs. Drew Smith and Kay Johnson, who are their ninth and 10th players, 16 and 18 minutes. I mean, that's a lot of minutes for that deep in the bench historically in the NBA. And everyone else on the team was over 20. So it's going to be consistent rotations. And I was worried about where Tyler Hero would fit in with this group and who you take out of the starting lineup. It doesn't matter. Everyone's going to get 20, 25 minutes. That's enough for anyone to be able to eat as long as they're cooking the day that it's happening. So It's something that we're going to see all season. It's going to be something different and something exciting, as you're going to see 7, 8, 9 guys matter. And that's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Totally. So
That's the excitement from this week. We said we were going to keep it short and we're going to stick to it. Please check out Shoddy's. Again, they're at the first link of everything that we do on all socials. So click follow and buy something for the holidays. It's the time to shop for your friends and your family. Anything else you want to tell the people about your travels or your play before we get out of here?
So, amazing dinner I have set up for the parents tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's been great to see friends and family. I believe we are going to have a RA2K holiday party here
yes.
shortly. It's gonna be a banger.
Couple zero zeros, yeah.
But I feel like the Pro-Am team, Rise Above 2K, is the subscriber count on YouTube is closing in on 2,300. So we're making moves, and this is just the beginning. And I hope that Gax and all of the people that listen to this, so the last one was 62, so that's good. I hope that everyone has a great Thanksgiving and gets back ready to grind.
Yep, we'll have more updates for you next week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.